Chapter 3. Brenoir's hammer came up and banged down. Orange sparks danced off the red-hot steel. Sweat dripped from his forearms and sizzled on the blade's hot metal. Sleeveless, with his leather apron soaked in sweat, he'd been hammering on and off for hours, working day and night in the forge. His mind was restless. He took out his aggravations by beating on steel day in and day out. After cooling the blade, he laid it in the corner of the other fine weapons he made and took a seat on a three-legged wooden stool. Head down with a sigh, he mopped the sweat from his brows. He felt empty inside, restless. The great halls and mighty walls of home, Morgdon, did little to dull his edge. Brenoir lifted his chin and found himself looking into the bright eyes of Pilpin.
What is it?
He said.
I just thought I would stop by and see how you were doing,
Pilpin said. He walked over to the racks of weapons Brenoir had made. Hammers, knives, swords, and axes, all well fit for dwarfs. Pilpin picked up a pair of matching hand axes and twirled them around.
These are excellent.
Then make excellent use of them elsewhere, will you?
Pilpin stuffed them inside his girdle and adjusted the neck of his chainmail armor.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
He sauntered a little ways through the forge. It was a large room with three bright furnaces glowing bright orange. It was Brenoir's personal forge, and he'd been using all three.
Say, are you sure you can't use some help down here?
No,
Brenoir mumbled.
But I'm sure someone could use your help elsewhere.
Brenoir rose from his stool and glared down on Pilpin. He towered over the small dwarf by over a foot.
Nope.
It was clear Pilpin wasn't going anywhere, and why should Brenoir want him too? They were the last of the dwarfs sworn to protect Nath Dragon, and they did so for over 25 years. Brenoir had been distraught ever since Pilpin arrived, alone, and with the news that dragons had killed Devlike and all the others. But it did him some good to know that justice had been served. The murdering satyrs, Phelan and Finlan, were dead. Of course, there was still the issue of Gorley that had gone missing. The changeling was a mystery, but the best candidate to take care of himself. Shaman Hoven, the elven roamers, would keep an eye out for them in their travels. Snargl, the crystal gnome, had gone on his own. That was one thing Brenoir was glad for. All of those elements had given Brenoir plenty to think about, and he didn't like company interrupting his thoughts. He shrugged his heavy shoulders and said to Pilpin,
"All right, grab a hammer. Let's forge."
Pilpin's small bearded face brightened.
"Really?"
Brenoir picked up a smallish anvil. His forearms were oily and layered in muscle and tossed it to Pilpin.
"Put that over there,"
he pointed.
"Straighten those blades yonder."
"Aye,"
Pilpin said, lumbering towards the spot and resting the anvil on a stout wood block.
"Brenoir, have you heard any news of late? Or rather, have you had any other visitors?"
Brenoir poured molten steel into an oversized war axe mold. It was shaped with two twin blades and a long spike.
"No,"
he said.
"Other than my wife."
He nodded towards another corner.
"Help yourself."
A small table was layered in food, widening Pilpin's eyes. Sweet cakes, breads, cooked meat and cheeses. Two small barrels of ale on either side.
"Seems you do have all you need down here,"
Pilpin said, driving his hammer down on his first blade.
"But I was wondering if she reported any recent news to you."
"Such as?"
"Well,"
Pilpin said, driving the sledgehammer down,
"there have been dragon sightings. Strange ones."
"There are all kinds of dragons,"
Brenoir said,
"many of which have never been seen, or will ever be seen."
"Yes,"
he said,
"but these dragons are special, they say. They soar the sky blacker than night.
Renoir's brow furrowed.
How do you mean, blacker than night?
Black scaled, such as the legends say.
He swallowed.
The likes of Nath Dragon.
Renoir froze, and a chill went through his veins.
It can't be. It cannot be.
Unsure of what to do with himself over the passing weeks, he'd hold himself up in Morgdon waiting for word. A sign from Bezog, the roamers, or something. Dwarfs were patient. Renoir was patient as any, but now his patience ebbed.
Who says they saw these dragons?
He said.
Men? Orcs? There are terrible rumors all over the cities.
They say terrible things are happening everywhere,
Philpin said, switching out one blade for another.
And all the sources say they are true, aside from the truce. The dragons and the armies of our enemies thicken.
He slapped another blade on the anvil and banged it.
Our forces thin, so it seems.
When did you hear of this?
Renoir said, pushing the vat away.
On and off over the past week.
Renoir eyed Warhammer. His weapon rested on a nearby steel table. The box that held the bracers given to him by Belzer. His breastplate and other gear adorned a dwarfen mannequin.
Let me finish this axe, he said. And you temper those blades.
And then what?
Asked Philpin.
Then we go.
Go where?
Wherever my hammers takes us.
Philpin nodded and smiled.